Is that going to be a problem?
Yeah, it's going to be a problem. It's going to be a problem for them. It's outrageous, egregious, preposterous.
Overdrive. Arbitration.
I've been wanting a piece of them for years.
You think you got a case?
Your face is my case.
All right, so we haven't done this in a while.
I don't remember this.
I remember this. Something tells me we tried it, and I think it worked well, but it maybe wasn't like so great that we took it out of the rotation for a while, but now it's back in the rotation. All right, we wanted to give Jerry a week off. In fact, Jerry told us, don't even call me.
Yeah, busy.
He's busy. He's got things to do. We did role play level of concern last week, right? And this is the way it goes, because we're always getting creative. And this segment on Overdrive is brought to you by Shore & Cliff Disposal and Landscape Supply, your one-stop shop and official Echo dealer in Etobicoke at 51 Shore & Cliff Road. So it's very simple. The way arbitration works is someone or something is awarded something via arbitration, and then we have to play the role of whoever would be on the other side of that, whether or not we would take it or leave it.
Walk away from it.
Yes, it's very simple. It's like an arbitration case.
Yep.
Okay? Here we go. Jack Campbell is awarded a four-year deal at $4.5 million per season. Do the Maple Leafs take it or do they leave it?
Can I go first?
Yes.
Take it.
You take it. Four years at 4.5.
That's not too rich. Your backup makes 3.8.
Yes.
Played what?
Which was a massive mistake, clearly, in retrospect.
4.5's not too rich for a guy who can give you 50 games. 50 plus, let's say. That's a good deal. Term, you could sort out.
4 years isn't crazy.
I don't think it's an egregious. I would bet a lot that he would not accept that deal.
Jack Campbell would not accept that deal?
I don't think Jack Campbell's camp would think that would be a great deal.
Like a good enough deal for him?
I think that's more of the hometown discount type.
Okay, well, maybe that's what the arbitrator is telling
us. That's my opinion.
Maybe Joe from the Bridge is the arbitrator. Who knows?
I expressed my concern yesterday about Jack Campbell and the goaltending situation. It's almost like he was an all-star this year. But as a starter, do we even know what we have here? You know what I mean? Like he said, it's his first year as a starter. What is your takeaway from the first full calendar year of him being a starter?
That he can be a middle of the pack starter in
the
league.
Why do you want to commit to that at all? I don't understand that. You don't know about injuries. He seems to get often injured. There was the falling off the cliff this year. He did climb aboard and played well in the playoffs, but if you look at the complete body of work, and I really like the guy. I like him like when he plays well, obviously, but he seems like a fantastic guy. Everybody loves him. But I go back to Carolina, where they just said they had a guy up for the Calder, and they just said, no, thanks, we're going to pass and just restart our goaltending.
Yelkovich, yeah. No, I'm not going to argue with you. I'm going to say, like, look around the league. To get somebody, if you're going to do the Carolina model, you're going to have to pay that or more for somebody else to come in. That's my only reasoning behind that. Like, if you just laid out 4 years at 4.5, I think that's a pretty good deal. It's a very good deal for somebody who can give you 50 games or more.
Yeah.
That's what I'm looking at from a value standpoint. I agree with you as far as...
Jamie, I just look at it as if, like, these guys obviously have aspirations, so we think, of winning a Stanley Cup. I don't know why you'd be pot committed to that and said, that's got to be our guy to go forward. I just don't know.
Well, I don't think you can bring Mrazek back and expect him to be... What? Like, what would Mrazek be? He's clearly not a starter. He's a backup. But you already gave him $3.8 million.
He's a tandem guy, but I'm actually also assuming, now maybe this, I should have said this, that they're going to do something with Mrazek.
You have to.
Move that out.
If Campbell returns, I think you got to get rid of Mrazek anyway. I don't see how you acquire a guy for, what, $1.2 million that you think is better than Peter Mrazek.
Yeah.
Right? Like, Campbell's deal was what it was this year.
Right.
And it allowed them to give Mrazek 3.8 kind of as a insurance policy, really.
Right, in case things go south and you have a healthy competition.
Doing the Leafs and you just knock it back in.
It's going to come up from time to
once
time.
Once in a while.
I can't control our...
What about you?
Okay, I don't need to hear the Schapo.
So what are my two options?
You take it or leave it. 4 years at $4.5 million.
Leave it.
Okay, I'd take it. I'd take it, and Mrazek's going to have to go.
Yeah, but that's not built into the question.
But it is. Like, it goes without saying that if you accept that, then you got to you can't have those two guys making $8.3 million, which is what it would be if Campbell's at $4.5.
Play the clip again without the Padres and the Blue Jays in it.
Don't play that. We don't need that clip. We all get the gist of it. All right, Bo Bichette will accept a 10-year, $250 million deal by midnight tonight. Do the Jays take it or leave it? That'd be $25 million a year for the next 10 years. He is not in the best spot right now in his career. You don't know if he'll play short for those 10 years. Are you giving him $250 million?
No, they're leaving that. They do not want it. It's a big
commitment, but it's not a crazy contract if he turns into a stud that's the face, like one of the faces of your organization.
Do you believe he can? Yes or no?
Yes, I still think he can. I think he's in a rut right now, but I would take that deal.
There's $250 million.
It's a massive commitment. Admittedly, it's not my money.
You know what's crazy, Hayes? A couple years ago, who was the kid in Atlanta that they gave $100 million to?
Acuna Jr.
And I was like, good for that kid. He got the $100 million. And I remember you saying, that's a bargain for the team because things are going to progress here. And then all of a sudden, $200 million, $300 million.
That's the crazy thing.
That guy's got a $100 million deal in 10 years, and it's just a bargain basement deal for the Braves.
Who gave the agency 26%?
No, that was Tatis Jr. Tatis got $340.
That's right.
Right? Like Lindor got $340. Now, Bichette is not at their level, and I don't believe he ever will be at their level.
Right.
But if he's a step below, like he's in a rut right now. The way he is much better than this, we know that. I believe he's a guy that can hit 30 home runs a year, give you a bunch of RBI. I think he will improve defensively. I don't know if he's going to play short for the next 10 years. But, you know, the economics are crazy. I get it. It's a massively bold number. Well, what you're saying is we're locking him in for his career. Like his prime, he is a Blue Jay. And I think I would take it. It's a gamble.
I'm leaving it.
It's a gamble if he's somewhere in between where he is now and where he was last year, then he's not worth anything close to $25 million a year.
Right.
But, you know, baseball's a crazy sport.
And if he gets pushed to second base, that's a lower salary.
You do not want to be paying a guy that the bat better be alive. If he gets pushed to second base, he better be an absolute superstar, like perennial all-star. But I think that's going to be in the fold for Bichette at some point. Not every year, but I think he'll be an all-star, you know, scattered throughout his career. All right, Tiger Woods awarded good health and will play in every major for the next 5 years, but cannot win any of them. Do you take it or leave it? If you leave it, that means you're going to let it ride. You're going to see what happens.
But so he's not going to win.
Cannot win, but he will play in every single one for the next 5 years.
I'm leaving that. I want to see him try to possibly win another major or two.
I'm not sure he can. Like, I don't know. Like, I love the fact that he's playing.
Can and want are completely different things. That's a scenario where two things can be different.
Very different.
I'm taking my chance on Tiger.
You're going to ride? You're going to roll the dice?
Greatness still in him somewhere.
I want him to just ride it out. I'm not guaranteeing. Although it's amazing for the events, it's amazing
to
see
him. That's the thing. It's so different when he's playing.
Oh, my God.
It's so different when he plays.
I know, but if he doesn't win and he misses some cuts and all that nonsense, what's the... Forget it. I want a chance to win.
I would leave it, too, because I wouldn't like the idea that I know he's playing and I know he can't win. Like, the beauty of Tiger Woods, even if he only plays in four or five more majors the rest of his life...
I want him to win.
...is that you go into it thinking he could win, right? Like, if you're telling me beforehand I know he can't win, I don't want anything to do with that. The Colorado Avalanche are awarded a loss in the Stanley Cup Final. Does Colorado take it or leave it?
Say it again.
They're awarded a loss in the Stanley Cup Final.
Are you high?
Do you take it or leave it?
No, leave it.
They got to get seven more wins to get there.
Nate McKinnon said, I haven't won squat, and that's all he cares about. Yeah. That's all he cares about.
Okay.
That was a silly one from the arbitrator.
Like,
at least you get there.
I know,
I mean, they got to win seven more games to get there.
This is a conversation for later, because I want to revisit some of the stuff we've been talking about the last 2 days.
Okay.
But I say you leave it, because you're in this to win. You're not in this to make it to the finals or win a first round and all of that. Like, that's what I think was what's sickening people around here.
Yes.
Is like, hey, just win us a round. You're trying to win a cup. And I think that's what Nathan McKinnon's trying to do.
Yes, I would leave it there. All right, if you were to replace Colorado with Calgary.
Dude, nobody wants to just get to the finals to say they went there.
I'll guarantee you the Rangers would accept that right now. I guarantee you the Rangers would accept that right now. If you went to Rangers management and said, you get to a cup final, but you lose.
Management, because they could say, oh, we got to the finals. Exactly. We're right around the corner. Players don't care getting that far.
I'm not saying the players. But like, if you're a fan, I'll bet you in St. Louis, they'd say, we'd take a cup final. That means we'd beat Colorado.
Yeah, but
like, think about how many teams are playing. I'll bet you Edmonton would take that right now.
The loser's race mentality.
But that's
there's a lot of losers in this league. A lot of mentalities that are losers.
But your fan base is going, if you're going to put me in the finals, let's win.
But there's no guarantee you get to the final.
I understand that.
Like, Leaf fans right now, would if they could go back a week from now, they would take that deal every single day of the week. Because guess what the alternative is? They're not playing at all.
Right. I understand.
Like, Colorado is different because they're the best team in the league. I'll bet you Florida would take it, even though they just won the President's Trophy. Down 1-0, if you went to them right now and said you're going to get swept in the cup final, they'd say, where can I sign? I guarantee you they'd take that.
The players wouldn't. Maybe
players may not.
Management would have gotten 2 home dates in the cup final.
Exactly.
So they're like, we'll take the cash.
I'll bet you the fans would, too. They hadn't won a playoff round since 96.
I know.
Now you're going to turn your nose up at a cup final? That means you won 3 rounds.
I get
this. Think about it.
The metrics of it make sense, but yes. I'm saying no.
Okay, moving on. Tom Brady is awarded a mediocre NFL analyst status. Does Fox take that or leave it? Mediocre. He's just okay.
Leave it. They're giving him $375 million. They want the best in the business.
They're not getting the best in the business.
How do you know? Because you're in love with Tony Romo and you think he's so awesome.
I think he's great. I think Collinsworth is great. I think Aikman's great. I don't think there's no chance Tom Brady turns into the greatest analyst in the game.
I'll bet you $500.
Done. Tell me where and when. We'll sign it. There's a handshake.
We haven't had a handshake.
Put that down. Get that picture.
Yeah.
All right.
Sam. Who's going to be the judge, though?
I don't care.
Let James Duthie be the judge. He's very fair. He doesn't care either way. In 5 years, we'll give him 5 years to be an analyst, and Duthie will say he's the best analyst on earth.
Okay. Done. Are we talking just in the NFL or in all circles?
What's the question? Best analyst.
In the NFL.
Right. The NFL.
So it's going to be compared to
Romo.
You know, whoever's on NBC, CBS, ESPN.
I could see it happen.
There's no chance, man. Have you heard this guy say anything interesting ever? What has Tom Brady said that where you looked at it and said, man, that guy's going to be a great analyst?
Have you ever seen the video clips of Tom Brady sitting in the office with Bill Belichick going over plays and designing plays with
Boring.
Randy Moss?
Two robots communicating with each other.
Well...
Not listen, entertaining.
Romo no, gets a little horny.
Romo could cup a fart and smell it on air, and he would be like, that guy's the best.
That would be entertaining. It'd be different. Be unique. Tom Brady wouldn't do that.
He might do it.
He should do it. And if he did, I'll give you $500.
$500 if he cups a fart and throws it
into
somebody's face.
I'll give him $500 in cash, in whatever you want. I'll email it to you.
Crypto, you name it.
All right. We'll save a couple for after dark. All right, we've got a few more. The grapplers come up with some that are great. Great. Here, let me mix one in here.
Okay, let's do it.
LeBron James is given GOAT status in the NBA, greatest of all time, but he has to deactivate his Twitter account permanently. Does LeBron take it or leave it?
He leaves it.
He leaves it.
He can't stop himself. You would think a guy with all that money, all the championships, all of everything would care less about Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
But... you got to throw in a caveat. Does he get a creeper account?
I guess it doesn't count though, because if he has an account,
he's leaving it.
LeBron.
He wants Twitter.
I think so too. I don't think he'd take GOAT status,
which is redonkulous to think.
Insane that there could be a unanimous take of anything in
sports.
You're
the GOAT,
and that's it. Like Michael Jordan comes out on the record and goes, "He's the man," but LeBron cannot tweet about it. So I think he leaves it, too. I don't think he wants the status. I think he needs that Twitter account.
He would want... Is Instagram included with that?
Let's go all of social media. How about he's out?
All social media, because he would start a MySpace page.
He'd have
and
to
talk about himself
new.
In third person.
Yeah,
if he had to.
Before we go to break, I'll leave you with one more horrific line that is ingrained in my brain from arbitration. The judge said to the opposition, which was the Hurricanes... you guys have been around hockey for 25-plus years in professional hockey, and you watched Jeff O'Neill perform in the playoffs. How did he play? The answer? Of all the years in hockey, That is the worst performance of one individual I've ever seen. I wanted to grab the judge's tie and strangle him right on the scene.
That's a tough question to ask.
Like, yeah, that was the answer. Of all the years in hockey, we've never seen a worse playoff performance.
Wow. That was from the...
That bad?
The Hurricanes
lawyer. I'm not
lawyer.
Naming names who it was, but that was the response.
That's leading the witness. I mean, that had to be... Witness. Rutherford must have been paying them or something. Like, you got to ask me this question. You got to ask me about him. And you have to set it up as in you've seen everything in your day.
Yeah.
How do you compare and contrast his playoff performance to every other one in history?
Worst he's ever
worst
seen.
Worst of all wow. time.
You've seen me walk out of a room irritated. You should have seen that one.
Oh, that would have been steam coming out of your ears.
That's tough.
This segment on Overdrive brought to you by Shorncliffe Disposal and Landscape Supply, your one-stop shop, an official Echo dealer in Etobicoke at 51 Shorncliffe Road.